Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Gotta tell ya, I do love subtlety. In a world where everyone is giving their hot take, nuance is a differentiator. Content that goes in this direction is not only thought-provoking, but also cuts through the surface analysis. This approach definitely works. That said, there are ways to mess this up. Here are two common mistakes I see when folks use this approach. First up, it's got to be relevant. People have to care about the difference. Jerry's article passes that test because thought leadership and content marketing are often confused. Too many people think that all they have to do is push content. She made the case that what we put out there matters. Second, we can't be boring. Clever wordplay is the difference between a memorable distinction and going off into the weeds. We know far more than what we're telling. Small technical differences without a compelling context paves the path for a snooze fest. My favorite thing about Jerry's article is that she gives specific direction, but not so much detail that she appears one size fits all. Thanks to this article, people have a way to evaluate their content marketing and ask themselves, does my content reflect my thought leadership? Or am I just another voice in the chorus? And isn't questions like these help folks reach out to us? You betcha. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.